continuing high school basketball coverage with head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. And Eudola falls in overtime, 64-56 to Newton. And coach, a hard-fought game all the way to the very end. It just came down to execution, and Newton made their shots late.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Newton credit. You know, kind of a game of runs there all the way throughout the regulation. You know, we were up, they were up, back and forth. I never felt like it was really out of control, you know, scoring-wise. You know, we had our chances in regulation. You know, as I told the boys, you know, you start thinking back, the missed free throws maybe in the first half. If one of those goes in, or one of those layups that just kind of rimmed out, if one of them falls down, we're celebrating in the locker room. You know, it's a fine line between winning and losing, and tonight it just kind of got us there. And yeah, I give Newton credit. They made the plays in OT that they needed to, and, you know, Coach Carter, you know, luckily, we get to see him again here, you know, later in the year, and I'm sure it'll be another good game between the two teams.
How do you try in with this kind of a younger team, the woulda, coulda, shouldas? I know when I was young, that's all I could think about is what could I have done differently, and you do want to think that way, but you want to think about it in a positive light rather than a negative one and completely change how you approach things.
You know, I was just actually talking with Coach Baker and Coach Dusenberry and Coach Lester and Coach Singleton, and you know, the hardest part, I think, for kids is, you know, especially last year where, you know, we took some, you know, lumps and things like that, and these guys played. Now we have to learn, okay, how do you win? In a close game, what do you have to do execution-wise down the stretch to make sure you get the win? And, you know, I thought we had some really good plays. I thought Andy DeWall made some really good plays there getting to the basket. You know, our defense, you know, our goal was, you know, to take away the paint, not let them get in there. I thought we took their actions away really well, but I think they ended up hitting 14 threes tonight, and that, you know, you hit 14 threes, that's going to be a lot, and it was just too much to overcome tonight. But, you know, we saw, obviously every year, you're going to see, in every game, you're going to see things to work on, and we also saw some positives, and we saw some growth between Waukee and tonight, and now we just got to continue that growth getting into next week.
Talk about the defensive effort, because there really wasn't anything inside for Newton, and I feel like this Indianola team is going to be able to do that a lot with just their length. But that length has to translate to getting a hand in someone's face on the outside, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's a couple breakdowns. You know, I believe Bauer, number 14 tonight. Usually he's number 3, but number 14 tonight, Cade Bauer. He kind of got going early there. You know, we made a little adjustment at halftime. But even in the second half, we had a couple lapses there where he got loose. And, you know, when it's an OT game, it's a nip and tuck. And we just, you know, we got to learn. We got to try to replicate those situations in practice so these guys can continue to work on that and be more confident coming down the stretch. But it's a step in the right direction. We just got to continue to do the little things right, and we'll get there.
And 18 for Andrew DeWall, and you need your senior leader to be a big part of the offense. And you know he's going to show up on defense. You know he's going to work really hard. When he gets points, when he's aggressive to the hoop, and I don't know if we've seen that a lot from him more than tonight, that was really fun to see.
It was. He did an excellent job. I thought he played within himself. It didn't look like he was rushed. He really kind of controlled his body and got to his spots where he feels most confident. And, and the guys also did a great job of getting on the ball for those situations. So, it was good to see him have that. I thought, Brian Ritchie coming in off the bench was another positive, hitting a couple threes there in the first half. And, you know, George and Easton, they obviously did a great job. I thought Hayden Schulte did a great job, running the team. You know, I know he probably didn't hit the score box as much as he wanted, but he did an excellent job for us, and we just got to, keep learning. And, I really believe once we find that success and we kind of break that barrier of how to finish a close game, we're going to see more and more successful nights in the future. We just got to figure out a way to kind of break that glass ceiling and get through it.
I think finishing at the rim is a big thing for this team. And I know as a coach, you hate to see those wobble around a couple of times, not falling type layups, but that is something that you can work on. And that is something that I think that this team will need to improve upon if they want to win more games.
And you're preaching to the choir on that one, Andrew, because I'm telling you, we every day in practice, I think when we shoot free throws, we also put about 2 to 3 minutes every free throw session just on finishing drills around the rim. And obviously, we got to continue to do more. We got to be more consistent there. But, last year we had trouble getting to those spots. Now we're getting there. Now we got to finish. And I think, honestly, when they start getting more and more, when we get in a groove, I thought our offensive movement was much better tonight than Tuesday night, and you know, we'll get there. It's just going to take some time. And, you know, it's a long season. It's only the first week. Last time I checked, we got till the end of February before it really matters when, you know, tournament games really ramp up. So hopefully we'll, you know, continue to improve. And next Thursday, go up to Ames and, you know, play well. And hopefully we get one up there in Ames.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach, is a week before the next game. I mean, it is basically next Thursday and then next Friday again right back here at home. And two tough games, about as tough as you can ask for, back-to-back next week. What do you want to see from this week of practice as you head into a Thursday, Friday next week?
Just continue to improve our consistency, both offensively and defensively. We jumped in a lot of different defenses tonight. They did a much better job switching on the fly, you know, offensively. Continue to get the flow. You know, some of these shots, we're taking some really good shots. We're starting to learn how to move without the basketball and give ourselves a better window of opportunity to catch or get to the rim. And, you know, just got to continue to work on the little things, play off 2 feet. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job of that in the paint. It didn't look like we were necessarily getting pushed around as much as maybe we did on Tuesday. So just continue on those little things. And because Ames is going to be a challenge. They're going to play aggressive defense. You know, they don't look to run, but they obviously have athletes to run if they want to. So we'll look at them this weekend on film, and when the boys come back in on Monday, we'll get back at it and get prepared for Thursday the best we can.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
We'll have more after this on KNIA.